Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Sheila, the new menu's not going down too well with our regulars.
Sure, I tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen.
I can see us losing our customers if we haven't lost them already.
But you might as well be talking to the wall.
Look, look, Eileen got a chance to show you my new shoes.
Jenny, how could we miss them?
They were a bargain. They were screaming at me in a shop window, buy me, buy me.
They're a dress shoe. Sure, you won't be able to wear them for long before they hurt you.
They're hurting me now, but the pain is so worth it. They're really classy, aren't they?
They are, if you were on in the opera house.
Jenny, mm-hmm. Keep an eye on the tables, will you? Anyone with empty cups, give them refills.
I will, no problem.
She's away with the fairies.
Ah, look, she's not the worst. You know, she's on time every day, and the customers like her. In her own way, she pulls her weight.
Sheila, I've been trying to get you on your own all day. You're definitely not yourself.
Oh, look, in the last few weeks, Mac and I, we've been just rubbing off each other. We don't seem to be able to see eye to eye on anything. There's something happening between us, and I can't stop it.
Have you tried sitting him down?
Brenda, it's a waste of time. I feel as if not only am I losing a husband, but my best friend.
I knew there was something wrong. You haven't been yourself since you came back.
My whole life seems to be falling apart. That near tragedy with Mac and Pat. Instead of drawing us closer together, it's driving us apart. Mac's got into himself and I can't get close to him.
Sure, maybe that's his way of handling it. I think they call it post-traumatic stress. Maybe that's what he's going through.
There's more to it than that. I want him to sell the boat.
Oh, isn't that a bit harsh?
I'm tired, Brenda. Really tired. I can't spend another night on the quays, not knowing whether he's alive or dead. I told him so, but he doesn't seem to understand.
I think you're expecting too much from him. He's a man.
Do you think so?
I know so. They don't think like us. We've to make allowances for them. You should read. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
I have read it.
Well, there's your answer. But they're from a different planet, and I think it's further away than Mars.
Oh, look, Brenda, I suppose you're right. I've more or less given Mac an ultimatum now anyway. He can choose between the Sheila or me.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He dug his heels in. Mac's a very stubborn man. You know, he actually forgot my birthday. Well, I suppose he didn't really forget it. He was a week out. He's never forgotten it before.
Ah, sure. Men don't realise how important birthdays are.
Ah, sure, Mac was never a great romantic, but he's always been there for me.
You've been miserable for ages. It's a night out you want. It was just to get away from the kitchen sink and let the hair down. You never know, you might get lucky.
I go away, sure. Who'd want someone at my age with three children?
Well, you'd be surprised. Sure, what have you got to lose?
You know what? Nothing, maybe. Let me think about it.
I thought I'd let you know. The octopus Hennessy has just walked in.
The octopus.
Oh, he has more hands than an octopus.
I thought he was off today.
He was. Brenda, sit down. Don't you move. We're more than entitled to this coffee break.
Ladies, how's business today?
Oh, good. We'd some new faces in as well.
Oh, well, that's good news. That's what I like to hear. Jenny, bring a black coffee up to my office.
Yes, boss.
Don't call me boss.
I won't, boss.
And don't take all day.
I won't, Mr. Hennessy. Oh, God, I hope he keeps his hands to himself.
No, put the coffee on my desk.
No problem.
I asked you up to my office rather than cause a scene. Okay. Is there anything you'd like to tell me before I call the guards?
What are you talking about?
I think you know what I'm talking about.
No, I really don't.
Do you want to lose your job?
I need this job.
You stole a substantial amount of money from the till.
What?
And I'm supposed to have pity on you.
I didn't steal anything. There must be a mistake.
There's no mistake. You've stolen before. I have it right here in front of me.
I was young and I was stupid then. Mrs. Brennan knew all about it and she gave me this break and I haven't looked back since. Please, please don't call the guards.
How much do you value your job?
I need this job. I've just taken out a loan so I can buy a little car.
I don't know why I should take pity on you.
I never...
Let's stop your whinging. I'm going to give you another break. But I want you to do something for me.
Okay.
And if I even think you've told someone, there'll be consequences.
Consequences?
Anyway, it'll be your word against mine. Do you understand?
I understand.
We keep this between you and me. This is what I want you to do.
Mrs. O, are you all right?
I'm feeling dizzy. My blood pressure is up again. Hold on to me for a second, please. And don't let me fall. It'll pass in a while.
I was across the road and I saw you coming out at the chemist. I knew you weren't yourself.
I just need to sit down somewhere.
Could you make it to the cafe?
If I take it easy. Don't tell Massey, he mustn't know.
He'd have to be told.
No, don't tell him, please.
If you don't want to, but I think it's wrong not to tell him. Sit down here now. What would you like? Will I get you a cup of tea?
A small pot of tea, please.
Hello, what are you having?
A small pot of tea, please, and a black coffee.
And waitress, could I have a glass of water, please? I need to take a tablet.
No bother.
How are you feeling now?
A little bit better.
Good, that's good.
By the way, Monica, thanks. I wonder if I would have done the same for you.
Mrs. O, I think we have an opportunity here to clear the air. We're here in a cafe surrounded by people and I don't think we're going to start screaming and roaring at each other. I know you don't have time for me, and I'm sorry we can't get on. That's something I've got to live with. We'll never see eye to eye. I've accepted that. But I don't want this to come between you, Mossy, and your grandson. You will always be his nana, you know.
He's a dirty little fella.
Yes, he's a big old rogue. A lovable rogue.
A bit like Mossy himself.
A lot like Mossy. He's his father's son. Mrs. O, when I came back, I didn't know how or where to expect.
There's your tea and coffee, and there's your water.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Like I said, when I came back, I didn't know quite what to expect.
Mossy told me he's going back with you.
We discussed it, but he never said yes or no.
Oh, he's going back with you, all right. He wants to be with his little boy. I have to admit, Monica, I've never seen him happier. It was his dream all his life to have a son. And he'll be a good father, like his own father. You only ever saw Massey's father when he was falling around the place drunk.
Oh, I'm sorry I said those things to you. I was hurting. I just wanted to get back at you.
It's a great pity you never got a chance to get to know me, husband.
Yes, he died before Mossy and I started going out seriously together.
Well, you would have liked him. But I have to be straight with you here. I don't want you to hurt Mossy again.
I did not set out to hurt Mossy, you know.
But you did hurt him, and every day he missed you. He still misses you.
The last thing I wanted to do was to hurt him. Mrs. O, you can't hold on to him forever. You must let him go. It's as if you've built a wall around him and no one can get to him. No one can get to him except through you. He's got to go. You've got to let him go. If you love him, please let him go.
Since his father died, God rest him, rearing and taking care of Massey made my life bearable. Worth living. I did the best I could for Massey.
I know you did. But now's the time to let him go. Are you all right?
I am. I don't like to hear the truth about myself. Why can't you just stay here?
I don't want to grow old. An old woman regretting my life and what I did or what I want to do.
You mean like me?
Oh, God, I didn't say that.
The truth is, I envy you for doing what I couldn't do. Promise me now that you'll take care of Massey. He can take care of himself.
Oh, why are you asking me this? You know I will.
I'm going to tell you something. Give me your word you'll never tell anyone. No one, especially not Masse.
I give you my word.
They took a biopsy a few days ago. My doctor's waiting for the results now. He thinks I have cancer.
Oh, my God almighty. Have you told anyone?
Only you.
Why me?
Sure, who do you know here? And you're going away in a couple of days anyway. But promise me now, promise me you'll never tell Masse. You must promise me.
I promise.
If he knew, he'd stay and he'd end up resenting me for the rest of my life.
Don't worry. You have my word. I will never, ever tell him.
Since Masse's ex came back, he hasn't eaten or drank anything.
Yeah, sure, he's so in love.
He's so bloody skint all the time.
Oh, Mac, before I forget, we'll be going out in the morning about 5 to pull in a few nits. That's if you're interested.
There's a great run on the Pollock, so if we don't get him, somebody else will.
Oh, gee, thanks, lads. I'll be on the keys at 5.
Oh, here's the man himself.
Why, Mas?
I hear you're leaving us.
We got no service first.
Well, Massey, look, I only said you were thinking of leaving us.
I am leaving, and I'm leaving tomorrow.
Mick, give Massey a drink.
I'll be with you in a minute now, Jackie. It's on us. A brandy, a whiskey, a gin, a port, probably, whatever you want.
Oh, yes, please, don't bother, Mick. A pint of porter. And here, actually, Mick, before you go away, here's a cock, Chelsea, signed by that Jimmy Ballymutter. And you might want to put it in behind the bear, shut it, no good to me. Locked it home in the drawer.
Let me see now, so I'll put it up for everyone so I can see it. It says, to my best friend, Musty O'Callaghan, best wishes, Jimmy Ballymutter.
That's it. Jim,
Ballymutter, huh? Go on, babe. Your Musty.
Have you got anything for us?
Oh, for us. So what can you give anyone that have ever seen?
Well, Musty, boy, they say that eggs help me make great husbands.
And how do they make that out, Mikey?
They used to take no apples.
Yes, Mac, can I talk to you for one second?
Look, come on outside. It's not as noisy.
Mac, I wanted you to be the first to know that I'm leaving, but sure, everybody seems to know.
No one knows, only who's at the bear, Massey.
Ah, but I've got to be honest with you, Mac. You don't know what it's like you have a woman.
The way things are going now, not for very long, I'd say. Sheila says if I don't give up the fishing, she'll leave me. I don't know what she wants anymore, Massey.
Do any of them know what they want? Hey, God, Mac, you'll miss her. I get so lonesome sometimes. I missed Monica. All this time, she's been in me head and I'd be joking and laughing, but it'd be only to hide what's going on inside. Like, some days I don't want to explode. I don't want to go back to pretending that everything's okay.
I always knew you hadn't got over her, huh? I never said anything. It's hard to get over someone you love, Massey. I'm delighted for you, though, that you're going back with Monica.
Gosh, I'm going around like a headless chicken. Hey, I need some advice. I don't know what it's like to be a father or a husband.
No one can give you that advice, Massey. Everyone jumps in at the deep end. The trick is, you've got to learn to swim fast.
Not much of a help.
Yeah, Massey, I think you'll be a great husband and father.
Well, I'll give it a good try.
I'll miss you, Massey.
We've soldiered together since we were at school. I'll miss you too.
Look, let's go back in before you have me in tears.
Mac, Massey. Look, isn't it lovely to see? Two grown men hugging each other like two little boys.
Chrissy, what are you doing here?
Sure, I heard you were leaving, Mass, through me grapevine. And I knew sure I'd find you here, where else would you be? I came down to wish you well in your new life, boy.
Come on away in for a drink.
Sure I can't, Mass. Sure, I'm off it for lunch.
Yeah, one little drink. Sure, who'll know, any?
Sure, I know, Mass. Here's a St. Christopher's medal for you, boy. It's blessed. It'll keep you safe.
Thanks.
Ah, Massey, you're crushing me. Sure, I'm only a little thing.
Oh, with a big heart.
Massey, Mac, I'll have to go before I break down. Take care, lads.
Chrissy, will you look into me, mother, whenever you can?
And how's your poor mother taking it, Mass?
Gosh, I'm not good.
So don't worry. Look, I'll pop in and out of her. Bye, love. Bye.
Good luck. Bye, Chrissy. Bye.
Massey, look, don't worry. We'll keep an eye on your mother.
She's my only worry, Mac.
I just heard you're leaving.
I am, John B.
You'll be missed. Mossy, you're like a sun on a winter's day. You make an appearance, and everyone's warmer and brighter for it.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Will you have a drink on me?
Oh, sure, it isn't a bad manners to refuse a drink from anyone.
Mick, two brandies.
In a minute now,
sir. When you're ready, please.
In a minute.
Mossy, it takes great courage to do what you're doing, going to live in England at your age. I admire you. I know I couldn't do it.
John B., to tell you the truth, I couldn't shake her off. I was going to England whether I liked it or not.
Yeah, a great philosopher once said there are two impossible things to get away from.
What are they?
A hungry lion and an affectionate woman.
After what I've been through, I'd face a lion any day. John B., you've been married a long time.
Over 40 years.
Tell me, what's the secret?
Yeah, there's no secret. Just the two V's.
Two V's?
Valium and Viagra.
And John B. Viagra.
They say married men live longer.
it only seems longer. You try to find a woman that understands you, Marcel.
Oh,
you don't have to find the woman. They find you. It's mostly the woman that you sit across from at breakfast every morning. Any man that thinks that he chooses the woman is a fool. Jokes aside, a man with a family is a rich man.
That's true.
Thank you, John B.
Mossy, how about a song before you go?
Farewell to you.
Siobhan, what are you doing up at this late hour?
I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, you won't be able to get up for school in the morning.
I will. I had a bad dream. Dad, I think there's something under the bed.
Yeah, you were dreaming. There's nothing under your bed.
Will you see?
Look, I'll go up afterwards. I bet you didn't say your prayers.
I forgot.
Where's your mam?
She's working.
Oh, I thought she was off.
Mammy told us that Mossy was going to England.
He's gone. I dropped him up to the airport this evening.
But I never got to say goodbye.
Well, you can say goodbye to me now, on your way up to bed. Where's Pat and Niamh?
They're in bed.
Where you should be. Go up to bed now, love, and I'll follow you up soon.
You won't be long.
I won't.
Oh, Mammy left a letter on the table for you.
Oh. Good night, Siobhan. Good night, love. Mac, this is not a rash decision. A lot of thought and soul searching has gone into leaving you and the children.
Please don't try to contact me. I need the space to deal with or hopefully resolve what's torturing my head and my heart. No words can capture the trauma of those 2 days I stood waiting at the quays for news. Not knowing whether you were alive or dead. I don't know whether you can't understand what I'm still going through or whether you won't. But please don't phone or text me because I won't answer. And I beg you, please don't come to my place of work because I won't see you. Take care of yourself. I know you're a good father and will take care of Pat, Niamh and Siobhan.
They don't know of my leaving. Enclosed is monies for bills, etc. Sheila.
Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tybee. Theme music, Caroline Fraher. A Community Radio Yaw production. For a full list of cast and characters, check out www.coy104fm.com.